you'll really like.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and for the next 60 minutes, we will explore the vinyl history of rock and roll, zeroing in on the lesser-heard world of B-sides and album cuts, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, incorporating everything from the blues of the 30s to the rock and roll of today. This is the music we love. Let's give it the respect it deserves.
flies. Hands up the hourglass. Getting bored. Watching the seasons pass. And all the cold nights. My soul is like anyone's. And on slow nights, I'd forget anyone.
Okay.
watch the water roll down the drain as we followed him down to the station. No, he never would wave goodbye. You could see it written in his eyes as the train rolled out of sight. Bye.
We started this week's festivities, a show very, and I can't stress that too much, loosely based on the neo-psychedelic sub-sub-genre with the Orange Alabaster Mushroom. The OAM is a one-man band project of Canadian Greg Watson, whose first piece of vinyl, a four-track EP, was released on a Norwegian label, Perfect Pop, in 1996. We heard the signature tune, We Are the Orange Alabaster Mushroom. Great stuff. The Pride of Hoboken, the Bongos, with the title cut of their second release, first for RCA from 1983. An EP titled Numbers with Wings. The Dream Academy released three LPs for Warner Reprise in the late 80s, early 90s, and Life in a Northern Town was their first single from their self-titled LP. An elegy to Northern England folk singer Nick Drake. The single was, in part, produced by David Gilmour from Pink Floyd. Not necessarily neo-psych, but retro by any measure, was Sowing the Seeds of Love, the heavily Beatle-influenced single from the album of the same name from 1989. From the normally pointless synth rock band Tears for Fears. In pure 80s style, the track could be found on a 7-inch and 12-inch, a 12-inch pick disc, a cassette, a CD, a mini CD, and a CD video single. The equally Beatle-inspired It's Love from the prog metal band King's X from 1990. The band's highest charting single.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar, something shimmering and white. It leads you here despite your destination under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you would find. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what. Wish I knew what you
Out of your comfort zone? Good. This is the Vinyl Garage.
I've got a
Now there's a set that's proof positive that the musical styles of decades earlier are still relevant today. We heard The Church. They're an alternative band from Sydney whose highest charting LP in the U.S. was 1988's Starfish, an album that also begat a charting single, Under the Milky Way. Liverpool band Echo and the Bunnymen from their 1980 LP Crocodile. Actually, the 2003 issue of the 1988 LP, the bonus track, and mildly retro 60s, Do It Clean. Not far from Liverpool, also on the River Mersey, is Manchester, the home of Oasis, a band quite often given the Beatlesque comparison. From the album that made them a household word, What's the Story, Morning Glory, the fourth single from the aforementioned Don't Look Back in Anger. Rochester, New York's Chesterfield Kings only waited 30 years to out-psychedelic the 60s with their Psychedelic Sunrise album of 2007. And the cut, Elevator Ride, mildly reminiscent of The Who's I Can See for Miles, but who pays attention to that stuff? Another UK band, The Temples from Kettering, got themselves noticed by uploading their music to YouTube, resulting in their initial single, Shelter Song, to soon be released by London-based label Heavenly Recordings. The song also found its way to some US radio stations receiving limited airplay.
I wanna hold you.
Number 4 sounds like they're straight out of the London Summer of Love, but it's actually Philly in the late 90s, taking cues from any number of bands from that period. We heard Flowers of Ours from their 2006 LP of the same name. The Fuzz Tones are the product of the garage psych revival of the 80s. This New York band released 14 studio LPs, but we heard I'm Going to Make You Mine, which is from an EP, One Girl Man, found on the reissue label Sundazed from 1998. The next band I'm proud to say is from Toledo, the Pillbugs, and their Popsicle Island from their 2003 3D in Popsicle Dream album. The CD was released with a 3D Viewmaster reel of band picks. Moss's Nothing Left is from the New Hampshire Freaks EP, a split release with fellow New Hampshireites, The Quilt, from 2013. We're closing out the celebration of modern-day psychedelic-infused rock with the Italian band The June and Daisy from their Magic Circles LP, already sounding 40 years old when it was released in 2009.
This little ticket, please don't hide a dream away. Don't be so sincere, girl. What could be a bad game? So believe me, don't blow me, girl. Believe me. Take these little tears, walk out in an empty sky. Try to hear his voice, what could be a bad game? So believe me, don't blow me, girl. Believe me, seems so bad.
Good hour of your life you'll never get back spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, your undying allegiance, or outright disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Zero, you know, sheet or something.